This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, lately the ag industry has put a lot of emphasis on the word sustainable, and if you're a farmer, that word can say a lot about your operation. Growmark, the parent company to FS Co-ops, including M&M Service Company, has a sustainability initiative called Endure. Tim Berkland, Strategic Agronomy Marketing Manager for Growmark, says the initiative recognizes employees and farmers and promotes sustainable farming practices.
Absolutely. So Endure is really our overarching sustainability initiative. You know, I mean, sustainability is very important. A lot of buzzwords around that. Piece in the agricultural industry, right? But we got a few programs there to recognize not only our crop specialists that are advocating a lot of good sustainable practices, but we also got a program for our farmers as well. So the first one for our crop specialists is our 4R Advocate. And so what that is across the 400 and some crop specialists we have in our system, we every year get nominations for this program based on the practices they're doing. So are they recommending good, sound stewardship, nutrient stewardship practices? And basically have a third party come in, judge the nominations, and basically select five of them. So we had five winners this last year from the East Coast all the way through the Midwest.
Very nice. And then you have another program that recognizes not the crop specialists, but the actual farmers, too.
You're absolutely right, Katie. So that's called the Enduring Farms Program. And what that is any farmer can choose to participate in that. And what it is, it's basically a scorecard that has a lot of the, good sustainable practices. You know, are you using VRT fertilizer application? Are you using split applied nitrogen? So a lot of questions like that. And you go through and you basically check yes or no, are you doing them, and that ranks up a total of points. And if you get 150 points or more, you basically qualify for being an enduring farmer. And what we do to recognize them is we're going to publish them in a lot of media, our internal magazine, and then also we give them a nice metal sign to go on their farm. You know, and one of the reasons we started that enduring farm program was it's really get the message out that growers are doing the right thing. You know, I think all too often people don't think, you know, in the general public don't think that farmers are doing a lot, but they do every day. They're doing a lot of stuff. They're investing a lot of money and a lot of time and effort to make sure we can grow these crops and grow them sustainably. So it's just a program to recognize them for that.
Absolutely, and that you just made a point that I was going to bring up. It's kind of a way to say thank you for your business as well. Recognize them for the work that they do.
Absolutely. I think all too often they don't get enough credit for the stuff they are already doing to protect the environment while growing a very sustainable and good crop.
So obviously sustainability has been a very big focus for Growmark and your FS cooperatives. I hear a lot about the 4Rs, and I think all of this falls under that umbrella, as you said earlier.
Absolutely. 4Rs is a huge part of this. You know, when we think about that, you know, it really is the go-to-market message when it comes to how we need to be applying nutrients and what nutrients we need to be applying. And, you know, the thing I like to call out, though, is we have a lot of growers that are implementing these practices already, and we got a lot of growers trying new things that really fall into that camp.
Tim, anything that I have missed, anything else on your mind you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, you bet, Katie. One other thing I'd like to share is our MyField program. You know, so what MyField is our on-farm discovery program that a grower can choose to participate in. And what that allows them to do is we help them basically set up strip trials on their farm to test products or practices that they might want to try, that they might have interest in. And so I'd really encourage guys, if they've got some interest in something like that, contact your local FS crop specialist and they can get you set up.
What else does that program entail? You said helping them with these practices on their farm. Then do you take, is it kind of a research program? You're gathering information?
It is, Katie. It really is a research program. So they can either choose to participate in the overall MyField. So what we'll do is if they want to test, like, split-applied nitrogen, so they can go ahead and test it on their farm, and with their permission, we'll take their data and pull it in together with all the other data points we have across the system that's testing that same thing. And so they can compare themselves and see how the trend is. You know, we got 100 data points in. How did that nitrogen system work? You know, so they can get a good idea to say, hey, well, it increased yield 17 bushel. You know, and then they compare it on their farm and say, hey, did I get 17 bushel? And ask why. Did I or not? And so it's really a research program, but we're using the farmer's practices and the farmer's technology to capture that data. So,
and any help with funding for them on this program? Obviously, they're working in part with their FS co-op, so there's some sort of partnership or agreement going on.
Yeah, you know, it is very much a partnership. Now, depending on whether it's a practice or a product, you know, there's always local type funding sometimes you can get with some of the products and companies we work with. You know, but really what we provide is a lot of the expertise in setting up these trials, and then, of course, the expertise in bringing that data together to give them the answers they're looking for.
And, of course, for more information about any of the programs Tim mentioned, you can contact your local M&M Service Company co-op. In other news, Farm Credit Illinois is hosting crop marketing and risk management meetings next month. Speakers for the meetings include Dr. Steve Johnson, Farm and Ag Business Management Specialist at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and Dr. Johnson uses actual case study farms to explore successful methods to restore depleted working capital by improving grain merchandising, managing costs, and overcoming farm financial emotions. The second speaker, Paul Stoddard, is with the Department of Ag and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois. Paul identifies the pitfalls, problems, predicaments, and perils of ag marketing, and he can help you learn how to increase your odds of marketing success and maximize opportunities. And those meetings will be held December 7th and 8th in Sherman, Collinsville, and Mount Vernon. And for meeting times or to register, you should visit farmcreditillinois.com. And those meetings are free for Farm Credit member owners. A friendly reminder this morning that the Litchfield FFA will have poinsettias for sale starting today at 8:30. Those will be sold throughout the week until they're sold out. Colors include red, white, pink, white glitter, jingle bell rock, and marble. Cost is $7 a piece or $6 if you buy three or more. And you can stop by the school or contact an FFA member to purchase yours. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.